WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D. You know what that means? I'm sure you do by now. It's time for the Music Savage Show. I'm ready. I'm caffeinated. Thanks to my friend Pete for another great edition of Venue All Along. Always love waking up to that show. And thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Are you guys ready? I certainly am. Let's have some fun. Turn up the radio. Get another cup of coffee. It's time for the Music Savage Show here in WMFO Medford with your host, Ryan D. That's me.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness, or duder, or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Four-letter word just to get me along. It's a difficulty, and I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. They forget my name. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a riot. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'll miss the catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last trick standing up against the wall. Keep falling these heels that keep me boring. Getting clamped up and sitting on the fence now. So alone all the time and I lock myself away. Listen to me, I'm not. Though I'm dressed up, out and all with everything considered, they forget my name. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Are you calling me? this guy come to me, told me with all the honey out there. Said honey, gold, jewels, money, women, wine, cars that shine. I don't know what he was talking about, but I think I had an idea. He said, smell the rose, a sweet, sweet rose, catch the sun, find where it goes. Smell the rose, the sweet, sweet rose that grows from castle walls in heaven. In heaven, yeah. Everybody was flashing by me like images of tombstones. Images of tombstones. On a Friday night, I'd seen everybody looking for that little bit of honey to alleviate the pain. To alleviate the pain.
Well, if it feels like summer, you're catching the sun, and don't wait for the evening to fall. Well, if it tastes like honey, don't swallow.
The sun.
Sundown shining in. on my mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Here on the Music Savage Show, celebrating one of my favorite movies ever, The Big Lebowski, for no other reason other than I love it. I mean, it was released in 98. It does turn 20 years old this year. That makes you feel old. I don't know. It's still one of the best. It's timeless and it holds up no matter what decade it's in. You just heard music right there from Kenny Rogers and The First Edition. Just dropped in to see what my condition was in, off of the 1967 debut album The First Edition. But that is also on the Big Lebowski soundtrack. Again, one of my favorite movies. It was released in 98, turns 20 years old this year. Up ahead of that, Sly Stone, I Get High on You. That's off his first solo album after the breakup of Sly and the Family Stone. The album's titled High on You and was released in 1975, just shortly after the breakup of the band. 11th Dream Day up ahead of that, Making Like a Rug. That's off the Chicago band's sixth album. El Mudio, released in 1993. Coolest Shaker doing Hey Dude, off of the London band's debut album K. That was released in 96. And the Ting Tings starting off the set and the show with That's Not My Name, the third single released from the English duo's 2008 debut album, We Started Nothing. Sure, you got the theme. I didn't have to tell you that was all Big Lebowski stuff. Hey, I'm Ryan D. You are all my wonderful friends. Thank you so much for being out there. Sadly, this week, I'm not a big fan of doing tributes, but, you know, we're all not long for this mortal coil, so you got to make the best of it, don't you? And this gentleman right here, Mark E. Smith, well, he certainly did. He was in one of the best post-punk bands ever, The Fall, and he passed away on January 24th at the age of 60. Now, he lived more years in those 60 years than a lot of people ever get a chance to. The Fall formed in 1976, and they released 32 studio albums. I got to see The Fall back in the 90s in New York City. It was an abbreviated set because Marky Smith, he was in such a good mood. But it made for a very memorable show. Anyway, so I'm going to play a couple of my favorite Fall songs and then some bands that were heavily influenced by The Fall. So let's get into it with something from 1980 off of the band's third album, Grotesque, on the tribute to Marky Smith and The Fall, The Music Savage Show.
Stomach ground. I drank a maggots do.
You
slime. Gone to my head, goodbye, I am dead. Waste wood rockers, it's time to cry. Hey!
Love that song. The Kills right there, ending the tribute to Mark E. Smith and his legendary band, The Fall. The Kills were heavily influenced by The Fall, as they have stated multiple times. It's one of my favorite tracks, The Good Ones, from their 2005 album, No Wow. Sonic Youth, 100%, the first single from their seventh album, Dirty, released back in 1992, also stated that Mark E. Smith and The Fall helped shape their sound. And Pavement up ahead of that, Stereo from 1997's Bright in the Corners. You can tell in all of those songs that Fall influenced how they created their music. Elastica up ahead of that, how he wrote Elastica Man, which features Marky Smith on backing vocals, and it appears on Elastica's second and final album, The Menace. And the song is a play on The Fall's How I Wrote Elastic Man. And The Fall up ahead of that, Victoria, the cover of the Kinks classic song, appears on The Fall's 10th studio album, The Friends Experiment, released back in 1988. And kicking off the set, The Fall, Totally Wired, or as he liked to say, Totally Wired. I can't do Marky Smith. I don't even want to try. It's one of my favorite songs, and it was released as a single in 1980 and later appeared on the CD reissue of the band's third album, Grotesque, released back in November of 1980. All right, my friends, hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. I'm going to get back into the music, switch it up a little bit. We have coming up here in the area, there's always so much great music in the Boston area, but on Thursday, February 1st, two amazing musicians, Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth, are going to be performing the soundtrack to a movie that is out today. It's called American Folk, and it's about two musicians played by Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth. On the days or the day after the September 11th attacks, and they're trying to get home, and they have to go back to California and then drive across country. Trailer looks amazing. The music is amazing. I'm very excited for this movie. So I'm going to play a little folk set. Me playing folk sets? Come on. You know. All right, so let's get into it with the new single from the soundtrack to American Folk. This is Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth on the latest single, and we're going to hear some more from the two musicians in just a moment. Enjoy.
Moonlight shining through the trees. Moonlight shining down on me. Lights the way for lovers in the dark. Moonbeams dance on rain-drenched trees. Sparkle for our eyes to see. Moonlight shines on them and shines on me. Moonlight bathes the woods around. Paradise that we found. Here among the trees and things we love. Shines on friends far away. Takes us to another day. Moonlight shines on them and shines on me.
Yeah. driving all night, he's got a dream. Wants to live up on the big screen. Well, just like Jimmy Dean, he's got his jacket on and his hair combed just right. But there's 100 just like him in audition lines tonight. I wish the walls would come down. I wish the walls would come down. I wish the walls would come down on what's left of this fake town. Rosemary's driving downtown from something that she heard from some talent scout. And she's been working all day, for those pictures to be done up in the right way. And it was such a shame when he said that she was just another pretty face. Said no one ever gets nowhere without shaking it here or there. Honey, life ain't fair. I wish the walls would come down. I wish the walls would come down. I wish the walls would come down on what's left of this fake town. This fake town. Your body with this needle here, you watch him walk around like a pack of wolves. And until you ain't good enough, that it ain't your fault. She say it ain't your time to do this work cut out. Work cut out, big time. Don't you try, don't you try to be yourself. Be yourself. Things like that, that never sell. I wish the walls would come down. I wish the walls would come down. And I wish the walls would come down. 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 I wish the world would come down. I wish the world would come down. I wish the world would come down. What's left of this fake town?
Fake town, 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 fake town.
We realize it's fake town. Moon in the dark, the street it signs. It's fake town.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello? That's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Try to give you what you wanted, so you think. yellow man.
WMFO Medford. Music right there from the one and only Glenn Hanser. That is off of his latest album. It's called Between Two Shores. It's out now. It's fantastic. And I played you a track called Wheels on Fire. And his set was one of my favorites, Newport Folk Festival, back in 2016. Aaron Ray up ahead of that, Like the First Time, wonderful single from the Nashville-based musicians. Well, she doesn't have an EP out yet, I believe, but I know something more is coming from her. She's great. All of her singles have been great, and Like the First Time was released last June. Joe Purdy up ahead of that, Fake Town from his 2002 album, Sessions from Motor Ave. Amber Rubarth with a lovely single called Moon from the California musician's latest album, Wildflowers in the Graveyard. That was released last year. And kicking off that set with Joe Purdy and Amber Rubarth, they both star in the movie that is out today. It's called American Folk, and they both created the soundtrack to American Folk. And I played you the latest single, which is called Moonlight. Again, both the soundtrack and the movie are out today. American Folk. It's a brand new movie. Both Joe and Amber star in it, and it's